When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
That makes them smile to celebrate. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome to Old School. We're live at the Mercado. Certified Piedmontese Beef. We'll be here till 6 o'clock. We update as we go, so you folks know how to get in contact with us. 402-464-5685. The Honda Lincoln Hotline, or you can text into the text line. You can follow us on the live video stream, Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch. I want to thank you guys, for your kindness in the day and the folks who have stopped by the Mercado. We're meeting some really cool folks here, and so folks are showing up. Jake Sorensen is with me. Jay Foreman will call at 5:30. Barry Thompson at 5. Kevin Meyer will join us live here from Meyer Cork and Bottle. He will join us at 4:30. So we just met. First of all, we met Jay's mother-in-law.
Yeah, we did.
All right, she came by and gave us a wonderful smile, and she was looking for Jay.
She was.
She was like, where's he at? But we appreciate her because she went out. She got her shopping done.
She did.
She went out, and then she came back in to say, introduce herself and say, it's nice to meet you. And that was very kind of her to do so. So greatly appreciated. What'd you get?
The Santa special.
You got the Santa special.
The Santa holiday thing?
Yes. What's your name? We can hear you. What's your name? Oh, you can't tell anybody. Your gift shopping.
It's a surprise.
Your gift shopping. Okay, we won't give your name away.
Somebody's getting a Santa special, though.
Somebody's getting a Santa special. So this is what's going on. You can do some holiday shopping. You can do just if you want a meal plan for the weekend. The Santa selection box, 2 grass-fed 10-ounce New York strips, 2 grass-fed 10-ounce ribeye, 4 grass-fed ground beef hamburgers at 16-ounce each, 1 certified Piedmontese Ultimate Steak Rub, and the summer sausage at 16 ounces. If you're feeling like that's not enough, and that's saying a lot, but that's just for $75. It's $100 value. If that's not enough, the Butcher's Bounty Box, 4 grass-fed New York strip, 2 grass-fed ribeyes, 4 grass-fed filet mignon, 6 ounces, 4 grass-fed ground beef burgers at 16 ounces, the steak rub, and then the summer sausage, all for $150 at a value of $175. So and then along the other folks that we've met, Big Daddy Stratty. We just met Big Daddy Stratty.
We did.
Scott Stratman just came in. He wanted to help us out, and he did a great thing. Yeah, he said, give a shout-out to Nick, the manager of Mercado, Jordan, the manager of Casa Bovina, and Bennett, the manager of Bar. They got a new sommelier.
Kevin would know that word. Kevin Martin would know that word.
I got that. I haven't used it in 20 years. I had to go back to my restaurant days to figure that one out. So stop by. We'll be here till 6 o'clock. And I'm just telling you, I cheated, and they made a jambalaya, and I had it before the show because I hadn't eaten. And my goodness gracious, well done. Bravo. Kudos. It was great stuff. Bring in Jake Sorensen. Jake, first of all, thank you for standing up. Appreciate you, brother.
You're welcome. We've got a festive Christmas tree behind us, DP, if you're watching the video stream.
We are festive today. See, this is the Jake and DP Christmas card. Somebody will freeze frame it, and they'll use that as a Christmas card. You're not allowed to write ill, mean things on that.
Only nice things.
Don't screen grab it and then write stuff on there that we didn't say. So let's not do that.
Yeah.
So I didn't get your take on this thing. As Fred Hoiberg announces that not only have they lost Breidenbach for a few weeks, but they're not sure they have a lot of folks to get on the plane tomorrow to travel to Atlanta to face a top 20 Auburn team. Have you seen anything like this?
Not that I can think of. I mean, we have right now across the country the last 2 years, and COVID has wiped things out, and we've had cancellations and postponements, and obviously sicknesses do come and go with teams and all sorts of events, but it hasn't really hit Nebraska before in the past. I can't think of a time where we've questioned if you can field a team to actually take to an event, football, basketball, baseball, whatever, but it's going around. It's not just in Nebraska. We're seeing this quite a few places, whether it's NFL or NBA or college basketball, even some college football still. You're seeing some issues with health and flu coming up. Some COVID, some flu, just because it is seasonal flu time right now. But yeah, after a rough loss against Michigan, you could certainly use your whole team to try to get back on track. And if that's the case, that they're going to be short-staffed or short-handed against Auburn, I'd say good luck, man. Good luck, gentlemen. Play hard.
Auburn doesn't need the help.
Wait, limit the fouls because we don't have any guys to actually fill in for you.
Well, but if you're not going to foul a big, long, athletic Auburn team, you know what happens? It starts to look like the Harlem Globetrotters versus the Washington Generals. Like, that's what that's going to look like. Because this, again, I know they're in the Big Ten, but Auburn is long, athletic, strong, and they play. Look, they press full court 30 minutes of the game. Like, this is not going to – like, you're going to wear down, and if you don't have your weapons, it's difficult if you have your weapons. I'm not sure what they're going to do if they don't have them, Jake.
Well, I tell you what, I think back to the last year, the Big Ten champion, or Big Ten tournament, where that was when things got wiped out before COVID. And Nebraska did have some injuries there. They took Noah Vedral out there and Brant Banks. And those guys did play. Nebraska lost to Indiana that day. So I guess, you know, the football season's over.
They got some dudes.
To go make the trip. Hey, who wants to take a trip to Atlanta and take on Auburn? You know, we don't. We got, yeah, we, Austin Allen. Thank you. Kevin Myers says Austin Allen is 6'9". Why can't he play?
I think he would. But he's looking forward to his professional career.
It's one last hurrah, DP. I mean, come on, let him have some fun. Let him say I scored points against Auburn and Bruce Pearl.
Well, he would actually have to. He would actually have to score, though.
He's going
to
score. He's
so you're saying Austin Allen?
Awkward.
How many points would Austin Allen get if he played?
You know, 5.
Okay.
2 points and one. one with the harm there.
I just like I don't understand it. I was trying to figure out this week after watching this team play. And I thought, I've been around basketball a very long time. I've never seen a team just not be able to shoot the ball.
Yeah.
I mean, it's purposeful. And again, I love the guys on the roster. And they will tell you themselves. They've said themselves, we've got to shoot the ball better. But have you seen, I mean, is it, it seems like it's exclusive to Nebraska basketball.
This is not new. That's the weird thing, DP. I mean, this has been a problem for years. You talk about Nebraska thinks they bring in some shooters, whether it's the Vanier Center, whether it's PBA, and sometimes they're good, but mostly it's just kind of been a curse of the program. I don't know how you lift it. I don't know who needs to, you know, what needs to happen for Nebraska to shoot well, but 5 for 35 from three-point land in a game where the opponent was 15 of 32 is unbelievable, especially in your home arena. This wasn't at Michigan in the Chrysler Center. This was in PBA. And they seemed like they were the home team and Nebraska was the away team. I haven't seen that from Nebraska before.
It was kind of weird, right, that every team that struggles to shoot in their regular season comes to Pinnacle Bank Arena and lights it up.
Yeah.
Like,
it's a tradition
like
any other.
They light it up like, oh, my goodness. Like, it's like medicine.
Yeah,
it's like medicine for bad shooting teams, except for the team that plays there on a regular basis.
Right.
So I'm not sure what to expect. We're going to root for them and pray for them, and hopefully they're from a health standpoint they get it together. But then from a shooting standpoint, man, my coach has always said the only way to get out of a shooting slump is to shoot your way out of it. Nebraska hasn't completed that task.
They tried to.
Like,
it's worse.
Well, we just don't know what the number is, right? We don't know what the magic number is. Maybe they need to shoot 40 threes a game before they hit a rhythm. I don't know, Jake. I
mean, they are 351st out of 358 in the nation in three-point percentage.
That is.
And it's not because they're not shooting them. They are shooting plenty. They're not going like 3 for 17. They're going, you went 5 for 35.
5 for 35. And I'm not sure that 20 of them weren't good looks. Right? Like, really good looks. And Bach and I were talking earlier about shooters and that, look, all the things you say about defending shooters is in play until you come across a really good shooter. Like they tell Kyle Korver, you know, don't come off the bench shooting. No, that's his job. So shooters are going to come to the game, they're going to shoot. That's what you hope. That's what you're hoping.
I got to assume, DP, that these guys were good shooters in high school, where they came from. You know, Lat Mayen, we hear all the time that he was great at TCU. He can hit 86 of 100 threes in practice, and he's just, when the lights come on, he just isn't as sharp. And for Tominaga, you know, he's had some stretches where he's shot well, but it hasn't been enough. 3 for 11 from the behind the line on Tuesday against Michigan. I mean, that's a guy that I think that if he starts off hot, and by the way, he did. He hit 2 threes early. He thought that's a good sign. They went ice cold after that. But if he makes a couple, then maybe it's a visual thing where guys believe and they start seeing the bucket as wide as Fred Hoiberg says that it is. That did not work for them before that Tuesday game. But they need to get off to better starts, and that's been a problem for Nebraska. Although against Indiana, they were up 14-4, and then it went ice cold. So I guess you could start fast, which I think they need to.
They were tied. They were really tied with Michigan, what, 13-all?
Yeah, it was 13-0.
Right,
and then it all went.
Then it went all. Yeah,
it went away.
It went all that.
And then it wasn't.
So we understand that this team has to almost be perfect, no matter who they're playing against. That they've got to be pretty good, right? So they've got to rebound better. They've got to defend better on any given night. And remember, the North Carolina State game was an example of this team as well.
Yeah,
like it. It's easy to say, well, Michigan is everything that they are.
Yep.
But that's not necessarily true.
No, it's not. Yeah, I mean, it's easy to get caught up in the moment and complain about, wow, you know, this season is already looking, you know, sour, but it doesn't have to be that way. They can go on the road to Auburn and be, you know, with a lack of players and pull a huge upset, and man, that could change a lot of things. that could change your mentality about, wow, we actually have a squad. We're not the bad team that got beat by Michigan by 35 points. No, do I expect them to beat Auburn? No. Did I expect them to beat them with a fully healthy team? No, I did not. And we'll see how they look. At least they can fight and play a full 40 minutes. But
and they're sick.
And they're sick. Yeah, you got. Yeah, it's tough.
Like even the ones that feel the best.
We're just waiting for this not to feel like this.
Right.
What do we do to deserve this? What do these players do to deserve this?
I think. What Husker fans would want is sometime before Christmas that you get an example. Like, give us an example of what you can be.
Yeah, please.
Right? Like, let us see the best in you for one game for Christmas.
Yeah, against a non, like, South Dakota or what, you know, or a Tennessee
State. Well, you know, at this point,
somebody
I'm not picky at this point. If it's Kennesaw State and they run them out, I'm good with that, too.
Yeah, let's get it.
Like, I'll take that one.
Just get a win in December, you know.
Yeah, just something before Christmas is all we want.
They can beat Kansas State, maybe. We'll see. K-State's solid, though.
They're solid, but everybody's solid. They're not, you know, can have that conversation. They're not Big Ten solid. But we don't know what that is, and we don't know what that means. NC State would certainly be Big Ten solid.
Yeah, that.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. Fall in love with low prices, all in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on delicious 12 packs of Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then find low prices on thousands of items like sparkling ice water, Kroger brand chips, and more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Been a nice win to get, and I'm curious how they responded if they get that win and get that monkey off your back, the first road game of the season. If they pulled it off in regulation or any of the overtimes, maybe they, you know, they still feel like they can close the game out and compete. But that might have been a crippling loss for them mentally, saying, "Man, that was a lot of time to invest, a lot of, you know, physical time to invest, and it didn't result in a win for a squad that has not won much in the Hoiberg era." So I'm curious how much that hurt them mentally, but since that game, they are 0-2.
Yeah, and I do, like, the one glimmer of hope and reason is that while it's a home game for Auburn, it's in Atlanta.
Yeah.
in a different building.
It is so, not actually in
so
their building.
So maybe the Yips will hit the Auburn Tigers the way it's hit Nebraska. They're shooting in a different building than they normally practice from. We don't know. We'll see how that goes. But, yeah, I my mind is blown by it all, and we try to figure that out along the way. I do want to switch lanes here because through all of the conversation about Nebraska basketball, there's Nebraska football attempting to make some positive news. They're trying to provide some positive content. Are you thrilled? Are you excited? Are you satisfied with the Huskers' additions in those coaching
positions? I'll start in order. I think Mickey Joseph's a great hire. I think it's hard to find anything really bad about him or negative. I think that's a guy that was look at the response from LSU fans. You can tell enough. I mean, they are all sad to see him go. They said that's a huge loss. They realized what he did for that receiving group of Justin Jefferson, Ja'Marr Chase in that 2019 season where they were incredible. He developed them. He recruited them. And that does not go unnoticed. And that's why you're excited to see already him making an impact on the recruiting trail of hearing from four-star receivers and some transfers and guys from Louisiana. That's all great. Mickey Joseph's an exceptional A-plus get for Nebraska. Okay. I am curious and I'm optimistic about Mark Whipple. This year was great for him with Pitt, with Kenny Pickett, who had not been great the previous 2 years under him. So the concern people say is, oh, is it going to take 3 years for this offense to get to where it needs to be under Mark Whipple? Because it can't take that long. It has to start clicking right away. And I guess it all depends on, do you get Miles Brennan? Do you get a solid quarterback as a transfer? Or can Smothers or Harbor carry that load? I'd be surprised if it's either of those two in terms of, the upcoming season. But I'm optimistic. It's a guy that has been around the game in NFL and college football. I don't care. He's 64 years old. He's experienced. He's a guy that has a lot. He's a veteran out there. So I'm happy with that. And then Donovan Raiola, I mean, the Raiola name is obviously huge in Nebraska with Dominic and how great he was here and then with his long NFL career and wanting to get his son Dylan to Nebraska eventually as a quarterback. That's the one that you hear the most most cynicism about and curiosity about is that going to work? And I understand that because he hasn't really had a lot of any experience in the college game. He's coming from the Bears as an assistant offensive line coach, and Nebraska just really needs to figure that spot out. The offensive line is absolutely the biggest thing that needs to get resolved on that offense. So I get why there's a lot of hesitation and concern there when maybe Jeff Quinn at Notre Dame was available, a guy who's developed some NFL players recently. But I sit here and I'm pretty optimistic about what they brought in.
If you did the checklist offensively, right, areas of need, areas of concern, offensive line top of the list, you've at least addressed it. Don't know if you've changed direction or purpose,
right,
but you've at least addressed it. Then the passing game, and you now have a new passing game coordinator. You have a leader, a director in that space. You now have an offensive coordinator and a quarterback's coach who has had recent success. So both of those cases, both of those hires, are guys who had immediate success. We don't have to look back deep in history. We can look back to their most recent work.
That's right.
Most recent production and see what it is they bring to the table. But that box that needs to be checked is one that concerns me slightly because you have a passing game coordinator and an offensive coordinator. Who's in charge?
Yeah.
Who's in charge? Because we have a coach who likes to dabble in play calling.
This sounds a lot to me like the question that was at LSU in 2019. They had an offensive coordinator and they had a passing game coordinator. Joe Brady was the guy that gets all the love for that season, but they actually had a guy that was the offensive coordinator of that team. So that's a fair question, DP. Who is calling the plays? Is it going to be Whipple? Does Joseph get involved as the passing game coordinator? Is Frost still calling plays? I don't want to have this trifecta where it's just unknown who's calling the plays because I think Frost does still want to be involved in some capacity.
Do you feel comfortable with his play calling?
It depends on where they go with this offense. If they approach like he was at UCF and Oregon in the first couple years in Nebraska, then I still think he has talent there. It just didn't result in wins. He got a bunch of yards. It was an issue in the red zone. But if they're going to a different philosophy where they want a pro-style quarterback, that's not something he's really operated with in his time as a coordinator. So I would say to that, I'm curious, but would I trust him to call plays? Maybe not as much, and that's why Mr. Whipple has to step up and do that.
Yeah, and I'm so angry at Tom and Bach for bringing Mr. Whipple back into my life.
Mr. Whipple?
Yeah, they brought him back in my life.
It was going to be brought back, whether you liked it or not.
I'm not happy about that. I'm just not, because the creepy old tissue-squeezing dude is just not exactly the dude I want to get down with on a regular basis.
That's too bad.
I know, right? He made a career. The dude made a lot of money by squeezing toilet paper. Scott in Stonebridge Creek states this. If you're a pro coach, you should be able to develop players at any level. Kudos for the assembly of coaches and their experience so far. Also, the Spencer Rattler drum is beating louder this afternoon.
Oh.
Okay.
Who's beating that drum?
Okay.
Where's that drum at?
Talk to me, man. Talk to me. Is that a drum you want to hear? Do you want to hear the Spencer Rattler drum?
I just have concerns about his character. Now, I have not been around the guy ever. We hear what we hear regarding his character. You saw the video evidence when Caleb Williams went in the game this year, and Rattler was the only guy that didn't go celebrate when he got a touchdown. He just lost his job. It's hard to really be happy for the guy that took away your job as you were being lauded as a preseason Heisman favorite and a first-round draft pick. That's fallen down. So this is a guy that's probably been humbled to some extent, and I hope he's hungry. So on that element, I'm curious, but I don't want somebody in here if he is a bad character guy, a bad locker room guy.
So
the talent intrigues
me. There's so much to unpack there.
The character
bothers me. There's so much to unpack there. And maybe it's wrong to ask you to be the spokesperson for all of the Nebraska fan base, but do you care what kind of dude he is if he goes out and wins the Big Ten West?
Well, no, but the problem is that sometimes those locker room guys can cause issues that don't result in winning.
You have issues with 9 losses. Like,
oh, yeah.
Let's be clear.
Hey,
I don't want to do a bunch of nice dudes who take 9 losses. Like, that's not how this works.
If they go 10-2, win the division, I don't care what kind of guy you can't guarantee that right now.
Well, but that's part of the conversation I wanted to have. Like, real talk. Real talk.
Stir it up.
Yeah, yes, Kevin. Right, right. Like,
yes,
was my point. That you want good folks wearing your colors and representing you, but you also want winning folks to represent those. And there are no angelic programs, but I appreciate the intent to have the right people in air quotes, right? Air quotes, the right people. The reality is, under any other circumstance, remove the personality profile. Spencer Rattler says he sniffs Lincoln, Nebraska. The fan base should all rally, go fund me a plane, first class plane ticket with a limo that picks him up it's at the bottom of the stairway and drive him to Memorial Drive. That's a thing. Now, if you're saying that doesn't matter, that your dislike for the guy, that in truth, the people that dislike him don't know him.
Yep.
They don't know him. I'm waiting to hear from the dude that knows Spencer Rattler say he's not a nice dude.
I'd be curious, too. You know, Mark Whipple is a guy that just developed, a guy that's going to be a first-round pick. You know, does he see Spencer Rattler as a guy that, hey, just didn't work out in Oklahoma, he's still talented, I can make that guy again a first-round pick? That's what I'm curious. Does he say, yeah, I want Rattler? Like, I would talk to Whipple and say, hey, do you want this guy? Yeah. All right,
but the dating pool in this case doesn't work that way. Rattler is the one that gets to choose.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
Like, here's the thing. The fact that Rattler would even consider Nebraska after 3 losses. Everybody here should be throwing confetti in there because it means you changed the vacuum. Because a year ago, he wouldn't have considered you. 2 years ago, didn't consider you. 3 years ago, wasn't considering you. And now all of a sudden, one of the elite talents in all of college football is actually listening to. He hears the name Nebraska and doesn't frown and doesn't sprint in the other direction. So I just wanted to highlight, circle, the fact that you've reached a point where that guy is considering you. Pay attention. pay attention to the fact that one of the great football talents in the country is open to the discussion of being a part of Nebraska football's program. And if you don't pay attention to that, you're going to miss the message. You're going to miss it because that dude's considering, and I don't think that people really get it. If Spencer Rattler ponders Nebraska, Nebraska has removed itself from a place that they were in just a month ago. Just pointing that out.
All right.
I'm not saying go all in on the dude. I'm not saying you should root for the dude. Whatever you want to do, you want to do. But some of the best football players I know were awful human beings. We'll throw it to break when we come back. It's Thursday. Kevin Meyer from Meyer Cork and Bottle will join us live here at the Mercado. We'll be here till 6 o'clock. Join in. Listen up. We'll be drinking. We'll be sipping. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Old School with DP and J. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
If you love hurricanes, daiquiris, and, well, any rum cocktail, listen up. Captain Morgan's about to shake things up like never before. We're talking Bourbon Street, New Orleans, home to legendary drinks and unforgettable moments. But what if we told you the most iconic cocktails here have one thing in common? Hint? It's not bourbon. That's right, it's rum. And Captain Morgan is bringing unforgettable fun to Bourbon Street in a way you won't want to miss. Get ready for something big as we gear up for Super Bowl 59. Make sure to keep your eyes on NOLA's most iconic street. Who knows, Bourbon Street might just need a new name. Stay tuned for clues and get ready for the most legendary adventure yet. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan Original Spice Rum, 35% alcohol by volume. Captain Morgan Rum Company, New York, New York.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.